Thunder Bay. It may be Adelina Pecchia's first run at a city council seat, but she's no stranger to politics or the city of Thunder Bay. The at-large candidate, who grew up in Westfort, spent years working as a pastor in communities including Kingston and Marathon before returning last year with her husband to Thunder Bay. The ordained minister wasn't back long before throwing her hat in the ring for the Conservatives in Thunder Bay Rainy River in last year's federal election. She placed a strong second with 29.3% of the vote, to MP Marcus Pawlowski's 34.3%. While the municipality has different powers and areas of responsibility, she said many of the issues are the same. A lot of the issues federally, I'm hearing at the municipal level, she said. A lot of it is with crimes and with homelessness. The roads, of course, are a municipal issue, and spending, that's what I'm hearing. Her biggest priority if elected? We need to really focus on what do we do as a community to reduce the crime in the city and to make it a safe place for everyone. She added she wants to see residents more engaged in public safety. We used to have the Neighborhood Watch Program. I personally would like to see something like a community watch program, where we're looking out for each other, and also have more community policing. Pecchia didn't say specifically if she'd support a new police headquarters sought by the Thunder Bay Police Services Board, most recently pegged at $56 million. However, she said she's not keen to approve any major new infrastructure projects. People are talking about roads, people are talking about lower taxes and spending, she said. I don't think this is the right time for us to consider new projects. I think that we need to be able to get stabilized as a city, to make sure we can afford what we're spending. Although in theory, some new projects look really good and they're important for families, the feasibility is the bottom line for me. How can we sustain it? Who's willing to get involved? That approach extends to a proposed indoor turf facility most recently proposed at an estimated $46 million, though many candidates have argued the design could be pared down to be built more cheaply. It's been 8 years in the making from my understanding, Pecchia said. I think after 8 years, if a project is not considered feasible, then it either needs to be modified, re-looked at, or something else needs to be considered. Although in theory I do support it, I don't know if it's the right time for this council to approach it. In addition to crime, Pecchia said she wants to see investments in transportation infrastructure, from roads to public transit, emphasizing that must include service for those with mobility challenges.